With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At a campaign rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, former President Trump defends his appearance at Arlington National Cemetery this past week, taking pictures with the families of those killed during the botched U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan under the Biden-Harris administration.
Joe Biden killed those young people because he was incompetent. And then they tell me that I used their graves for public relations services, and I didn't. And I'll tell you what, it was a disgrace.
At one point during the speech, a man rushed the stage and was carried out. Also, at SRNnews.com, the Dallas police chief says a man accused of fatally shooting a Dallas police officer and wounding two others was targeting police. Chief Eddie Garcia said at a news conference Friday that the officers were targeted for nothing more than the uniform they wear. He said it was not an ambush. He said it was an execution. Another suspect agrees to help prosecutors handling the investigation of the death of Friends star Matthew Perry.
Dr. Mark Chavez is accused of conspiring to distribute the surgical anesthetic ketamine to Matthew Perry. Perry was found dead by his assistant last October. The medical examiner ruled ketamine was the primary cause of death. Matt Bininger is Chavez's attorney.
There'll be a change in plea.
From not guilty
to guilty.
It is expected to happen at a later date. Another doctor and three other people are facing charges.
My client is accepting responsibility. He's doing everything in his power to cooperate.
Chavez has agreed to turn over his medical license. Two others have agreed to plead guilty, including Perry's assistant, who admitted helping him to get and inject ketamine. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. A member of Congress tries to settle the question of gender.
Illinois Republican Mary Miller has introduced the Defining Male and Female Act, which would require that the two sexes be defined strictly according to biology, not anything else. Democrats will probably block the legislation, and President Biden would certainly veto it if it gets that far. But Republicans at least want to get everybody on the record. One wonders if the founders could have ever imagined that Congress would one day need to try and establish who the boys and girls are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hot button social issues will be on the ballot in scores of states this fall. At least nine states will consider constitutional amendments that would enshrine abortion. Nebraska is the only state with a competing pro-life measure. A proposed West Virginia amendment would prohibit physician-assisted suicide. Voters in Florida, North Dakota, and South Dakota will decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana. This is SRN News. The Israeli military says it's killed the head of terror group Hamas in Jenin and two other fighters as a major operation continues for a third day in the West Bank.
Israel says it's for counterterrorism purposes. And we know that from witnesses, Israeli troops seem to have pulled out of one of the cities, which was a main focus of attention, Tal Karim, in the north of the West Bank. And now attention seems to be really just focused on Jenin. And I've had colleagues there telling me that they can hear sporadic gunfire and explosions that have been going on.
Venezuelans awoke Friday to a major power outage in the capital and several states. President Nicolas Maduro's government blamed the outage, which it said began around 4:50 a.m., on electrical sabotage. Authorities are investigating after an Arizona woman was found dead at her job at Wells Fargo. More details at SRNnews.com.